Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Well, let's go Oilers.
Let's go Oilers. Hey, happy hump day. It's a Wednesday on the show, both food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. What a hockey game last night. Holy cow, I skinned my knees, jumping off the bandwagon, jumping back on again. Had my golf clubs all polished up, ready to go, rode off hockey completely, and just kind of wanted to tune in to see the train wreck, and the train wreck didn't happen. In fact, if there was a train wreck, it was on the Florida side. Whoa! Edmonton still in it, and summer is still coming. Welcome into the Beach Bunker on a hump day Wednesday. I'm Tyler Glenn. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Coming up on the show today, we're going to celebrate summer like we're Justin Timberlake. Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Minus the driving, of course. Summer is coming. Summer's coming tomorrow afternoon, 3:50. The countdown is on. The countdown to the last day of school is on. The weather is about to turn. It's supposed to get warmer. We're in single digits again this morning for the second longest day of the year. It's chilly. We'll take a look at what happened with Justin. Krispy Kreme opens in Winnipeg. How big was the lineup yesterday? Howie Mandel's wife in Las Vegas. Found in a pool of blood. This was a scary situation. What happened with Howie's wife, and is she okay? McDonald's making headlines this morning because somebody's order got messed up. Customer got upset. Customer took it too far, started throwing some coffee and stuff back at the McDonald's worker. McDonald's worker goes and gets a gun. Because how do you fight hot coffee thrown back in your face? With a 45. I'll give you points if you can guess what country it's in. Also, an Amazon driver reveals the number one thing he just wishes people would quit purchasing. We've got good news for those who like to shop on Amazon and have a hard time getting the right stuff and have to return stuff. Maybe you saw this yesterday.
McDavid, Heffernan scores! Connor McDavid.
Oh, there he is.
Done it again.
McJesus.
And this one's going back to Edmonton.
The Oilers beating the Panthers 5-3 tonight as they continue to climb out of a hole after losing the first three games of the series. It means the dream of bringing the Stanley Cup back to Canada for the first time in 31 years is still alive.
You're saying there's still a chance. Yes, there's still a chance. I love that meme of Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber.
The assist out of McDavid was more to come. Game 7, we're going to win the finals. Amazing, amazing game.
It is not easy winning the Stanley Cup. That's what everybody forgets, right? It's not easy, boys. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know, no one's going to sweep anybody.
Oh, my goodness. We've waited so long for this.
Let's see the sign.
Talking to our kids. We were just talking to our kids. Here we are. They're pretty upset with
our
us.
Parents
right now.
Left us at home.
They're back home. They're watching by candlelight, streaming on their cell phones.
It's not just Oilers fans from Canada making the trek to Florida. One homegrown Edmonton Oilers fan from here in the Sunshine State has been waiting over four decades for this moment.
I live 3 hours away, and I come here for regular season games. My first time for a Stanley Cup Finals ever game, but you know, what a game to go to. I literally still have a photo album of... I used to cut out Wayne Gretzky photos in the newspaper, like, and literally put them in a photo album. I, like, ordered a set of cards, like, the whole entire team, like, full of cards, back in, like, 84, before anybody in Florida even knew what hockey was.
The Edmonton Oilers will face off against the Florida Panthers Friday in Edmonton.
Nice shirt, pal. Nice shirt. And again, Canada's closed. There will be nothing going on Friday. I think it's widely known. I don't watch a lot of hockey. I think it's like the fourth hockey game of the year I watched. It was from start to finish. And I was hoping, you know, second, third period, maybe I'll go to bed. Nope. Michelle says it was really intense. Leanne says it was a great game. Awesome overload, Oilers, says Ray. Joni says we'll be watching. And Patricia says, go Oilers and go Canada. Truly Canada's team. Debbie says, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So I think it goes without saying that yesterday's good thing was the Oilers win, I'm thinking. Do you have a yesterday's good thing? Yesterday's good thing? Nick says, when I made my prediction, I was saying I wanted the Oilers to win, but didn't think they would. I'm almost starting to think they will now. If anyone can pull off an 0-3 comeback, it's this team. I wrote them off. Even when they won, what was it, 8-1? I thought, they let them win. They want to give them one. Thanks for participating. Thanks for playing. We will have hockey on Friday, day two of summer, game seven, now into summer deep, because it will have to be played, I think, Sunday or Monday. If required. Hey, Molly's here on Twitch. Good morning, Molly. In travel news this morning, closer to home, guys, WestJet could be on strike again. This time around, it's a different department. This time, it's the mechanics. And this time around, it appears to be a bit more serious because WestJet has already started canceling flights. So if you or someone you know and love has a WestJet flight that's booked in the next little while, good to be paying attention. Check in with the airline because WestJet has started to cancel some flights in preparation for a strike for WestJet mechanics, and that could start on Thursday. If you have some hail damage to your vehicle or know of somebody that had some hail damage, remember our friends at Auto Fashion, sponsors on the show. Auto Fashion is SGI and MPI accredited. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And they don't just do hail damage. It's paintless dent repair. They also do not detailing. It's fine auto finishing at Auto Fashion. Again, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Time is running out for you to get in on the Elkhorn Clarso Nordic Spa overnight stay special where you can go for a soak in those beautiful pools at the Clarso Nordic Spa, your headquarters when visiting beautiful Clear Lake and Riding Mountain National Park. It's $299. And that gets you a nice stay in a deluxe room at the Elkhorn Resort and two Clarso Nordic Spa passes. But it's weekday stays, and there is about half a dozen left because we're running out of time in the month. Quantities are limited. Call the Elkhorn Resort for more details on that. And be sure to give them a follow on their social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, because they've got special events happening throughout the summer for every member of your family. So if you're up at Clear Lake, you don't even necessarily have to be staying at the resort to take advantage of some of the activities that they've got going on at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. And with summer officially arriving tomorrow, don't forget on Saturday, Healing Tranquility with Teresa and Essentially Entwined with Sylvia. Their big summer solstice event is coming up on Saturday. That is going to be from 11 till 5 at the North End Community Center at 1313 Stickney behind Lady of the Lake. If you are fascinated by crystals, essential oils, jewelry in the metaphysical world, you're going to want to join them to discover a wide selection of treasures, engage with knowledgeable experts, and immerse yourself in a community of holistic enthusiasts. Yes, on Saturday, celebrating the longest day of the year, 11 till 5. It's a free event, but if you can bring some canned goods, some non-perishables for Samaritan House, that'd be great, because they will be making a donation to the food bank when that event is done. And let's get a lot of food together for the food bank. They certainly could use it. And again, that's going to be 11 till 5 on Saturday. Justin Timberlake, you saw yesterday that Justin Timberlake got a DUI on Monday. And reaction to that story being posted was swift. I had a few people saying, oh, there's bigger things in the world to be concerned about. Of course there is. There's always bigger things to be concerned about than Justin Timberlake. Is he even still making music? But he got a DUI, and we got the mugshot, and we actually have video of him driving down the street. So he was in the Hamptons, got a DUI. He was out with friends. He said, I just had one drink, and then I got behind the wheel. There are some reports that Justin was in this bar with some friends and they were drinking other customers' drinks. They were going around and having a laugh. This is the hotel here. They were having a joke, having a laugh, and kind of said, give me a sip of yours. Ted Conklin, owner of the American Hotel, is telling TMZ that Justin's more than welcome back to the establishment. He's a nice guy, generally very respectful, and he's a big celebrity, of course, and not the only celebrity, but he's hanging out in the Hamptons. But here's his mugshot. There he is. There's Justin. It's a gonna be me. Yes, there were reports Justin was intoxicated at the hotel and downing other people's drinks at the bar. When the owner was asked about it, he didn't want to get into any of the details of Justin's visit, except to say the restaurant did not overserve him and staff acted appropriately. Of course they did. In this SUV, as you see him go down the street, though, you can see him weave a little bit at the end. He pulls to the right. Now, this could very well be an issue of wheel alignment. Maybe his wheel alignment isn't all that good, and maybe that's why it's pulling to that. I'm sure that's what the lawyer will say. This is not him, and then the second car is him. There goes Justin, and he pulls a little to the right. And notice how he is braking pretty much all the way down the street. Swerve to the right, then swerve to the left. Swerve to the right, then swerve to the left. Thankfully, no one was injured. I mean, we're making fun, having fun, you know, but DUI is a serious thing. I get that. Although cops say Justin claimed he only had one drink, the arresting officer claimed that he reeked of booze, he had slurred speech, and he had glossy eyes. He spent the night in jail before his arraignment. Okay, big Ukrainian from Manitoba, in the car, you're going to jail. So I go to jail, and I'm sitting there in the prison, and then all of a sudden the door opens, and the guy walks in, and it's like, it's gonna be me. I'd be like, whoa, how much have I drank? Has anybody told you that you look like Justin Timberlake? This is crazy. Can you sing? Because I swear you, oh, you are Justin Timberlake. Is Britney Spears nice? WestJet is preparing for a potential strike action by maintenance engineers, canceling and consolidating flights. This is being done in order to park aircraft in a safe and organized manner. As they describe it, the airline is doing this to minimize the potential for being stranded and ensures the airline can avoid abandoning aircraft in remote locations. Now, for those that aren't in our area, we are only serviced in our area by one airline, and it's WestJet. So this would have some big impact on us, obviously. WestJet is waiting on a response from the Canadian Industrial Relations Board to intervene under the Canada Labor Code, and if accepted, the action would refer both WestJet and the labor to arbitration. So this hopefully wouldn't last too long. But unlike the last time WestJet had some labor issues, it was handled very, very quickly, and there weren't any cancellations. This one appears to be a little more serious. The work stoppage could begin as early as Thursday at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. That would be 8 p.m. So that Thursday evening, 8 p.m. local time in Brandon. So I'll let you know about that so that you can let your friends and family know. Maybe you're planning on taking a WestJet flight somewhere. Be aware there could be some delays there, okay? Krispy Kreme Donuts opens in Winnipeg yesterday. Was there a big crowd? This has been anticipated for a long, long time. It is the first one in Manitoba, and it opened yesterday. Here's what the crowds look like.
Checking out the next person in line.
Krispy Kreme, it's probably one of the best donuts out there, right? I mean, you probably have it in Ontario or BC, and it's finally good that it's here. It's soft, it's creamy and everything, and it's, I don't know, it's just way better. Way better than other donut out there.
We came here around 5:30, and then we wanted to try.
I can't imagine lining up at 5:30 in the morning for a donut, but I guess, you know, it's the first one.
Day, and we tried the original glaze, and then we were like, we actually have to be here for the first day, and we know that it's going to be worth it.
Krispy Kreme speaks for itself. It's world renowned, so we wouldn't miss this.
I think that's the mother
opening
of the original owner of the Krispy Kreme, the original.
They have a wonderful variety. It's a win-win.
I'm blown away by the level of support from Winnipeg, the excitement. It's been crazy since yesterday afternoon, the build-up, and now the delivery of Krispy Kreme in Winnipeg is fantastic. There's the excitement of it being a new business coming to Winnipeg. That's on its own very exciting, but the support and happiness of everybody who's here waiting and watching the line and getting their purchases is unlike anything I've ever experienced before.
And it's very interesting, I'm sure, for those that are watching from other parts of the world going, really? You guys got a donut shop and you guys were lined up at 5:30 in the morning? You have to realize, and I mean, we're a population provincially of like 1.5 million people, and we got one, the first one. And I think the first one of anything, there is always a huge response. I remember when Five Guys Burgers and Fries opened up in our town. It was, oh man, you couldn't get a seat in there for the first couple of months when Five Guys came to town. And then all of a sudden it's gone. Just as soon as it came, they were gone. I was so disappointed. I love Five Guys. Yeah. Now, thankfully, we still have a couple again down the road in Winnipeg. And that Krispy Kreme, by the way, is near the IKEA where my Fat Burger is. I'm in that area for my Fat Burger. But there you go. The wait is over. McDonald's is in the news because somebody was complaining about their order, and in response, the McDonald's worker decided that the best way to handle this customer service issue was to pull a firearm, a gun. A 22-year-old McDonald's employee in Florida was none too pleased with the drive-thru customer's complaint, so she responded the American way and whipped out her gun. She then went outside and actually fired shots. Oh, my God. What's disturbing is hearing more about these types of stories, says Orlando Police Chief Orlando Roland. Can you imagine being the peace chief of Orlando and your name is Orlando? That's just a little bit confusing. Hey, Orlando, let's go to Orlando. Quit repeating yourself. And there's video. Oh, my God. There's video. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So here's the winning the award for customer service for 2024. Now, this, I'm assuming that this is not going to be. Okay, so here we go. The Florida McDonald's employee was arrested after she shot at customers during a dispute at the drive-thru. So there she is giving the order to the customer and customer not happy with the order. So, okay, so what's your problem? So she goes back to the window and has a little discussion with the guy at the drive-thru. He is still not a happy customer. The argument began after the customer complained about the order, still at the drive-thru, likely still screaming at the McDonald's employee. So the McDonald's employee comes back. And during the dispute, Chastity Gardner throws a drink at the customer as they're attempting to leave. You can see it there. And the customer doesn't like the drink being thrown at the car, so comes back, reaches through the window, decides to throw some drinks of their own at the employee. So then things really get out of hand. This escalates fast. Gardner then arms herself with a gun and fires a weapon at the vehicle. No injuries were reported, and the employee at McDonald's was later charged with assault. And if there's anyone that knows salt, it's McDonald's. Ah, get it? Salt, assault. Oh, I kid, I joke. And it's difficult to make light of a situation like this. Like, really? Yeah, let's just stop for a second and cool down here. Okay? What could have been so bad with the order? Now, we've all had this happen. We've all had orders screwed up, regardless of the store, regardless of the drive-thru. It happens. Human beings make mistakes. But what could have been so bad that you have to get violent, even to the point where they're throwing stuff around? I think that's unacceptable. I mean, we've all been in a situation where we're not happy. We've been upset. Maybe we've lost our cool. But if you lost your cool to the point where you're starting to throw stuff at a perfect stranger, have I raised my voice maybe in a customer service issue? I think I have. Have I used colorful language in a customer service issue? I think I have. Have I ever physically pushed anybody, pushed anything, thrown anything? Never. You don't do that. I'm always thinking baseball. You know, like when the coach gets upset at a play on the baseball field And then you go up to the umpire and he's just screaming at the umpire. And he's like, right here. And he's like, oh, oh, oh. And then the umpire goes, you're out of here. You're gone. And then he's like kicking dirt at the umpire. That's always kind of entertaining to watch. And I'm always thinking, okay, that's the line. That's really the line right there. You know, getting up in someone's grill, you know, getting up there. I've never done that. But I think that you can't lay hands on anybody, let alone throw stuff at people, let alone go grab a gun. Holy cow. But anyway, that's making the rounds. And so she is also in jail. Hey, you know what today is? Not only today, Martini Day, but it's also eat some extra Oreos today. And I've got, it's an eat extra Oreos day today. And I'm thinking instead of eating extra Oreos, what you want to do is go get the double stuffed Oreo over at Tim Hortons. Have you seen this? And they not only have the double stuffed ice cap, but they've got the dream cookies going on too. And the dream cookies are completely out of this world. So to celebrate, eat some extra Oreos today. You don't necessarily have to eat extra Oreos. Just go and get a dream cookie with the Oreo double stuffed. And they also come in Cadbury Caramel. Dream cookies are available at our friends at Tim Hortons. You've always got time for Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you in southwestern Manitoba and the home of the flatbread pizza. Oh, they're so popular. The flatbread pizzas at Tim Hortons. They're great for lunch. They're great for an evening snack. Maybe you're out doing some visiting. You're just, you know what? Four flavors, chicken parmesan, bacon everything, pepperoni, and simply cheese. So go for a flatbread pizza and then some of that double stuffed Oreo cookie, dream cookie today on Oreo Cookie Day today. And I wouldn't judge you if you decide to go for some extra Oreo cookies. Our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, where they have awarded $24,000 in scholarships to area grads. Congratulations, area grads. Congratulations on your graduation. And congratulations on the scholarships you've won from our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. $24,000 is a lot of cash. And Sunrise Credit Union has special financing plans available for students as well. If you're attending a post-secondary education this fall, you're going to want to call your friends at Sunrise Credit Union. They have got special programs for you and your family to make education affordable, easy, and enjoyable for all. Sunrise CU.mb.ca. And don't forget about their gas and grocery giveaway, $1,000 in gas and grocery gift cards from local businesses on all loans. You'll be automatically entered. Now, this contest runs through the month of July. So it's on now through July and it will end August the 3rd. So again, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And you can link through our website at tylerglennshow.com. In fact, you can find all our sponsors there, including Co-ops of Westman. You're at home here. Co-ops of Westman celebrating the start of summer. The ice cream section of your local co-op is chocked full of delicious ice cream treats to start summer. Yesterday on Taste of Tuesday, we had the praline and caramel ice cream bar off the charts. The chocolate, the nuts, the creamy caramel inside the ice cream. Oh, was it good. Now, that's the way to celebrate the start of summer. And that's not all. I'll tell you, you go there and you see these giant pails of ice cream. You say to yourself, oh, my God, I didn't realize that ice cream was that affordable. Because, you know, we like to we treat ourselves on occasion to, you know, an ice cream treat from an ice cream store. You go to Co-ops of Westman, get an entire pail for the price that you might pay for a little ice cream treat at an ice cream store. There's some good value going on right there. Not to mention the ice pops and all the Co-op Gold brand frozen products they've got at Co-ops of Westman, at Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too.
Yo, why is it that people like ordering cat litter through Amazon or online in general? Like, I know online shopping is a thing and it's trending and, you know, a lot of people do it, but I feel like a lot of people are lazy. Like, come on, get up. I mean, you're already on your way to work. You're already on your way back home from work, wherever you're at. Stop at Walmart. Stop at any other store and buy the damn cat litter yourself. We have to deliver more than 280 packages per day.
Holy cow. Holy cat.
upstairs units. Majority of them are upstairs units. And we got to carry those big old boxes, plus your cat litter, plus, you know, other heavy stuff, which sometimes I don't even understand why people order heavy stuff from Amazon. Like, it could be a tiny
box. I don't want to lift it either, pal. I don't want to lift it. I mean, what is he talking about? Okay. So, full disclosure, I don't have a cat, so this doesn't affect me. So, I'm okay either way how you feel about this. So, this is Joe Schmo from Idaho, Amazon delivery driver. And he's got a problem with people that order kitty litter from Amazon because it's heavy. And he says people order too much. I'm rather shocked. I'm not surprised that people order cat litter through Amazon. People order all kinds of stuff through Amazon. But the fact he's got to deliver over 200 bags of cat litter a day, that's a lot of kitty litter. Maybe some of the pet stores should get on that. Like just kitty litter delivery. Molly says some people aren't mobile. That's why. Road Reverend says he's complaining. It's literally keeping him employed. It did cross my mind, Road Reverend, that maybe his supervisor might not be happy. We had a story earlier this week of the waitress who decided to take some pictures of the guy who had a blow-up doll girlfriend as a lunch date, and she went bye-bye. This guy might be without an Amazon job soon. He literally signed up to deliver things. Did he think he'd just be delivering phone cases and gitch, says Quentin. Lots of reaction yesterday to the news that Staples locations will now take your Amazon returns. All 298 Staples locations will take returns. You just walk in. As long as you've got your Amazon order information, they'll just take it as is, walk in the door, and dump it off. Tana says, is this new? I've been doing this for a long time. I had to respond to Tannis by saying the headline reads, Staples stores begin accepting Amazon returns under new partnership. So judging by the word new in the headline, Tannis, apparently this is new. Tanya helps me out a little bit. Now you can ship back without box and label. They'll package it. You just have to set up the return on your account first. So yes, this is new. A company will give you an AI clone of the folks, of the person that you are missing for $150. Now, this is happening more overseas right now, but it is coming here. AI in the news everywhere these days, and it's no secret there's a raging debate on whether it's appropriate to use it in this way. MIT tech reviewer Zai Yang discussed the growing desire for a niche industry, reporting that people can buy AI replicas of a deceased loved one for as little as $150. He said the technology was clunky at first, but has improved, and the comfort he felt from it was significant. Now I'm quoting this guy. He says, my mom didn't seem very natural, but I still heard the words that she often said. Have you eaten yet? She'd always repeat those questions over and over again, and it made me very emotional when I heard it. Confiding in the dead is a large part of the Chinese ancestor worship culture that they've got over there. So I would say it's catching on, he says, but only a small number for now. I talked to two companies who have done this service for over 2,000 clients so far. Obviously, with a population of 1.4 billion people, that's not a big amount, but it is still a growing number. He says ethical concerns are minimized because family members are given explicit consent. Some of them are saying that it shouldn't be just one family member, but all of your surviving family members should agree on replication. This could be part of law going forward. Your will. Okay, so this isn't in English, obviously. This will make our lives better despite the losses. That's what I want to see the most from heaven, he says. This is not real footage or a home movie. This footage of Seiko Wu's late son is AI generated. They have covered up his face to protect his identity. Every day, every moment, I wish I could be by your side, giving you warmth and strength, his son says in the video, in his voice. And then he's wearing different clothing and he's doing different things, but it is completely generated by AI. A growing number of Chinese people are turning to the AI technology to create lifelike avatars of loved ones who are no longer here. In fact, there are many people like me in this world, says the dad. This can be seen as achieving a kind of perfection in life. The dad says, this way people become eternal. Some Chinese firms claim to have digitally revived thousands of the deceased. It won't be long before you're going to be able to have a conversation. Right now it's a one-way street, but AI will likely take this to the next level. We need to consider the living client's special situations. And it's nice to see some people are being helped by this. If it does make some people feel better, then I say, well, who am I to judge? Experts acknowledge that these ghost bots may offer comfort. Need a new couch for the big hockey game on Friday? Oh, Leon's can help you out. Maybe the TV isn't working so good. You want to see the Oilers force a Game 7, don't you? Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Look for the yellow. Look for the big yellow Leon sign in front of the big store in the west end of Brandon. Walk in there. They'll say, well, hello, welcome to Leon's. And you say, I am here to pay no money because this is the no money miracle. But today is Wednesday, right? Today is the last day of the no money miracle. Check it out at leons.ca or again at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. App Law Office, you've got a friend in the legal business. Oh, yeah. If you want to put in a will that you don't want AI as part of your legacy, that's something that likely App Law Office can help with because they deal with estate law, wills, final plans, what you want to have happen after you leave the planet. That's what it's all about with wills and estate law. And they can help you. They can help a family member. They can help a friend. Just remember that App Law Office is on 18th Street across from the RBC there. They can help you with wills. They can help you with buying or selling a home. They can help you with corporate law. App Law Office is your friend in the legal business. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show always does good in the community. We help out the food bank. We help out Samaritan House. And we help out the Bear Clan. Yes, with a Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express oil change at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Check out their live webcam to see how long the lineup is there. If it's a big lineup, maybe you can put it off an extra day. And then swing by 1500 Richmond Avenue. And don't forget to see Allison upstairs. Get yourself a piece of carrot cake while you wait and get that oil changed at Murray Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Pizza Hut closing locations? What? Before we get to that, I want to tell you something. When I went for pizza buns at Kuiper's, because it's a bread product, it's a tax-exempt product. Like, if you buy a loaf of bread, there's no tax on your loaf of bread, right? Oh, my God, they're pizza buns at Kuiper's. Go in there for lunch. If you need a quick lunch and you are in the southeast corner of Brandon, go to Kuiper's and get one of their pizza buns. You will thank me for your new addiction. I love these things. They're one of my favorite things. Sausage rolls appear to be everybody's favorite, and I like them, but the pizza buns are mine. That's my corner of the world there. And Kuiper's Family Bakery has pizza buns, sausage rolls, cinnamon buns. It comes out of the oven. You name it. They're going to sell it to you. They're world class for their hamburger and hot dog buns. They are the official hamburger and hot dog bun of summer. So before you go to the lake, before you get your barbecue going, swing by Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And Skydancer Casino, 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Hunter Hayes coming in November. Nelly will perform in August. They've got the Thomas Carnival coming for the 4th of July celebration. That'll start on the 3rd of July, actually, and run till the 7th. They've got all your favorite rides there, including the Zipper and... the Zipper seems to be everybody's favorite. It makes me throw up. But I like the cotton candy and the corn dogs, and they'll have lots of those there, too. Of course, the trampoline park is opening this summer next to the big water park with the retractable roof that opens up when the weather gets nice and hot. That roof will likely be open this weekend. Skydancer Casino, great games, Great accommodations, great food, and great family fun. 88 minutes south of Brandon. Go to SkyDancerCasino.com. Again, that is SkyDancerCasino.com. Pizza Hut, closing locations. 19 locations have been closed across two U.S. states. Here's what we know this morning. Could they be the latest chain to be having some challenges? Uh-oh. There is 19 locations across two U.S. states that have abruptly shuttered. Central Ohio and Indiana were the two states affected. The company has not provided a reason for the Ohio closures. The Indiana closures are linked to an ongoing legal battle between Pizza Hut and one of its franchisees. So half of these closures can be explained. That happens from time to time. Sometimes the people who own the restaurants get into a fight with the corporate. The Indiana locations are owned by EYM, which franchises 142 Pizza Hut stores across the United States, making them the largest franchise holder. So that is a group you don't want to really get in a fight with if you're Pizza Hut. And apparently the franchisees, that's the local ownership of Pizza Hut, say they're having a hard time paying the bills and they're having a hard time paying the franchise fees. They would like some flexibility, and apparently it appears as if the corporate is not giving them that flexibility. There's a disagreement, and thus they've shuttered the stores. So there's this building stress in the food business. We've seen this, we've talked about it, from Red Lobster to a host of local chains or regional chains. We had Paradiso we were talking about yesterday. The Minot location is closed. We are hearing unofficially that the other restaurants are obviously still stressed from post-COVID. And so now Pizza Hut, it appears, is also suffering a little bit of stress economically, especially when it comes to two U.S. states. So nothing in Canada, nothing on this side of the border, but just be in the loop that now it appears another chain is suffering due to financial challenges. We hope they pull through. Hope they all pull through. We all love to eat great food, and we all love to support our businesses. But, you know, we're still cleaning up the COVID mess, and restaurants were hit especially hard. So get outside, get some fresh air, enjoy that last day of spring, because summer officially arrives tomorrow with 350, and we will celebrate, yes, finally, the moment we've been waiting for. Warm weather in our part of the world. It will be great. Summer arrives tomorrow. Have an awesome day. Enjoy that last day of spring. And in the meantime, we'll see you again for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Central. Thank you so much for being part of the show. We'll be looking for you tomorrow. Have a great last day of spring, guys. Thank you. Take care. See you tomorrow.